You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. This is the time of year when many virus-related illnesses are spread. And while international concerns about the coronavirus are growing, doctors in the U.S. are stressing that there are more immediate health threats, such as influenza and the norovirus. Both can be spread in close settings. The norovirus gets attention as we often hear news about passengers getting stricken on cruise ships, but recently there was an outbreak in a Louisiana casino that infected nearly 200 people. The norovirus is spread when people come in contact with contaminated food, water, or surfaces, and the illness results in nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. But as far as respiratory illnesses like coronavirus or the flu, doctors say people who are infected spread the illnesses by coughing or sneezing.
Which means that if you're within 4 to 6 feet of an individual who's infected and they're in the middle of the greatest part of their illness where they're doing a lot of coughing and sneezing, if you're within that 4 to 6 foot range, you might get infected.
Dr. Joseph Bocchini is a pediatric infectious disease specialist and director of Children's Health Services for Willis-Knighton Health System. He says before you rush out and buy a face mask, much of the spread of any illness could be prevented if people would do something simple and often, that is, wash their hands.
You need to wash your hands for 20 seconds to make sure that you have eradicated any contamination of your hands. And so the way you learn, the way you think about that is you sing happy birthday to yourself twice. That'll take you 20 seconds.
Proper hand washing involves the use of a disinfectant. Soap, warm water, and alcohol-based sanitizers can be used as a supplement, but they should not be used as the primary method for cleaning hands.
It's really the friction of rubbing your hands together that really clears away the surface contamination.
The Centers for Disease Control reports there have been an estimated 19 million cases of flu in the U.S. so far, with 180,000 hospitalizations and 10,000 deaths. Some people are more at risk to viruses: the elderly, children younger than 5 years old, women who are pregnant, and those with weakened immune systems can have greater complications should they get infected. Doctors say it's a good idea to avoid large crowds during cold or flu season. And if someone in your family does get sick, health experts say cleaning surfaces such as tables, countertops, anything the sick person came in contact with, especially in bathrooms, will help keep the virus from spreading. If you'd like to learn more about the coronavirus, the flu, or norovirus, and how to prevent illness, we'll have some useful links on our website, redriverradio.org. Just click on the news tab and scroll to the story. This is Red River Radio.